in Wisconsin. Scientists have found the fossils of thousands of ancient saltwater jellyfish. They've been preserved in rock for millions of years. The remnants of these soft-bodied animals offer a glimpse of life into Wisconsin's tropical past. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Present-day Wisconsin was once covered by a warm, shallow sea. It was a half billion years ago, and the environment was stormy and barren. There were no birds, no trees, no land animals, but there were lots of jellyfish, some as big as 3 feet across. Robert Dott, a geologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, speculates these new jellyfish fossils uncovered at a local rock quarry were victims of a mass stranding.
They would have been floating offshore, probably by the hundreds or thousands, and then wham, suddenly a big storm came by and swept them ashore. They were helpless.
Helpless, but extraordinarily positioned for perfect preservation. They were buried quickly in the sand, and there were no land predators to disturb them. So here they laid for 500 million years. That is, until a guy named Jeff Krukowski came along in 1980 and opened a rock quarry business in the exact location. Krukowski excavates rich layers of sandstone and quartz and turns them into high-end countertops and patios. On a typical day, he's got about 10 guys in forklifts maneuvering prongs into thick sheets of rock. He says they'd all noticed the distinctive fossils, their circular impressions in the rock, about the size of a dinner plate.
Oh, gosh, yes, I've seen them, you know, like I say, for years, but you really didn't try and even comprehend what it was. You just seen it, yes, it's some kind of fossil, fine, and went about your business.
Until one day, a professional rock dealer showed up at Krukowski's quarry and asked to snoop around. The dealer photographed the jellyfish fossils without really knowing what they were. Then he printed the photos and sent them out to customers. When Whitey Hagedorn, a geology postdoc at Caltech, checked out the images, he couldn't believe his eyes.
And then I said, oh my gosh, I gotta call this guy right back.
The images looked like jellyfish, but Hagedorn knew they were rarely preserved. They had no bones to fossilize, just gelatinous material that decomposes quickly. In fact, he learned there's only one other place in the world where such a large number had been discovered.
And that's when I said, oh my gosh, if these really are jellyfish, I mean, I've gotta run, do not walk to Wisconsin and describe this deposit.
Scientists think jellyfish were one of the dominant predators of the Cambrian Age. At the time, there was just one other marine species of comparable size. Hagedorn knew a mass collection of jellyfish fossils could offer unique insights into the early marine ecosystem. So he loaded up his pickup truck with camping gear. He had no research budget for the trip. And he drove 2,000 miles to the quarry. And when he finally laid eyes on the fossils...
Wow. I mean, just wow. My mind was completely blown.
Hagedorn has published a description of the jellyfish fossils in this month's issue of the journal Geology. As for Jeff Krukowski, the quarry owner, he's now trying to salvage what's left of the ancient jellies. But he knows some of the fossils have been lost to the countertops of newly remodeled kitchens. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.